Right now, though, Rory Sloane might be everybody's favourite Rory at the moment, but if this bloke keeps up the form showed yesterday, he will be knocking on the door to take over the number one Rory rights. And that man I speak of is Rory Atkins. Hey, Rat, welcome to the Rush Hour. Congrats on a great performance yesterday individually, and well done on a team, because that third quarter was outstanding.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. And yes, the fellas did play well in the third quarter.
Now, young Rat, obviously, what was the message from the coach after the game? Because obviously the first quarter, slow start, but then the boys bounced back and got back to some real structure and some good ball movement.
Yeah, that's right. After the game, he painted a picture of that third quarter that we played, and that's close to the way we want to play the whole year, and that's how we want to play every quarter. So, yeah, if we he said if we could take one thing away from the game, it was the picture of what the third quarter looked like.
Rat, your performance was really good. Three goals, if everybody missed it. Super goal from downtown, mate. I think it was 80, wasn't it? Close to 90.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was against the wind too, so it was good, yeah.
Mate, you must be pleased. What were your focus points across the summer? Because it was a really neat, full, complete performance by you yesterday.
Thanks. Yeah, just over the summer, I was coming off a full preseason the year before, so I was just looking to build on that. And with that, get some more confidence in my abilities to run out games and hopefully this year really imposing myself on some football matches.
One thing the coach probably wouldn't have been pleased with is scores from stoppages. The Cats got 5 goals, 5. And the second question, intercept marks, 10 to 17 their way. So there's two areas you've got to tidy up for round one against the GWS there, our Rat.
Yeah, that's right. Well, as you would have seen yesterday, there's a lot of guys that haven't played a lot of footy together, so we're still a work in progress. So each week we're working on little things, and the stuff we're trying to work on this week improves, so I'm sure that'll be something we talk about during the week.
Okay. Rad, I tried to explain to him that Harry Deere and Hugh Greenwood, a couple of young kids up forward, a little bit lost at times in that first quarter, didn't they? And that's why Henderson and co were able to mop things up.
Yeah, that's right. So they're just getting used to the tempo of the game and what's required at the level. So, yeah, they'll pick that up in no time.
Jeez, your left footer stick together, don't you?
Mate, I'm telling
honestly.
You. Honestly. What I love the most at the moment, he said he's built on his confidence. But, Rat, you've got a natural tendency to take the game on, which I love. And on a couple of occasions yesterday, it was good. He got in amongst it and put the foot down, and you can get sideways in a hurry. It's nice.
Yeah, well, that's things like that. That's why you get drafted. So, a lot of things, a lot of guys lose when they come to the level is what got them there. So I tend to try to play the way that got me there, and that tends to be a part of that.
That's
so,
out of my playbook.
Enjoy getting out there.
Right, that one, Jars, you know this. You're delivering what got you there. Don't let them coach it out of you.
Nah, well
keep
said.
Bringing it on.
Pass that on. And now, how's things off-field, young Rat? We've got a lovely partner. Your housing situation.
Yeah, have you bought any homes?
How's it going?
No, it's going well. No partner as of late, but I'm living with Harrison Wig right now, so I'm just taking a little mentor role with Wiggy, trying to keep him on the straight and narrow. And I've actually just bought a little dog, so he's keeping me company now, the little fella. So,
what'd you get?
What sort?
I've got a British bulldog. His name's Bo.
British bulldog.
Just trying to that helps with getting the mind off footy. Come home, and it's like looking after a little kid. So I'm trying to keep him fit and fighting right now. He's a bit crook, the young fella, but he'll be all right.
Jeez, Rat, dogs, owners take after each other. British bulldog. You're not rating yourself very highly there, Rat.
No, that's all right. He's a little cute. He's going to be good. Sit on the couch together.
So clearly didn't want one. You had to walk big miles.
No, that's right. That's something that tough day at the footy club. A bit of physical exertion. So I just come home and lays out with a little car.
Nice.
I'll have to talk to you off air about what you should feed the British bulldog too, Rat.
Oh,
all right,
here we go.
Don't feed the little thing junk. Okay. There's some bad stuff out there.
There's no junk in the household, so it can't be eaten.
All right. The dog whisperer. Couple of other boys that showed a little bit, and Kirtley Hampton, or as I like to call him these days, Rat Chardet, the smooth operator. he continues his good pre-season form.
Yeah, that's right. He's don't forget he's played nearly 50-odd AFL games, so he can play at the level. It's just that we didn't get to see much of him last year. So it's exciting to see these new guys at the club I haven't seen. But, he's played his fair share of AFL footy, so he knows what it takes at the level. And, it's good to see him actually putting that into place.
Nice to see my boy Lairdy just get some midfield minutes. He would have been chuffed with himself.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We're trying to inject a few new blokes through there. So
that's good.
Yeah, it's good to see different faces and give the opposition different looks.
Mate, your best footy, is that the wing? Is that where you think you'll play your best?
Just anywhere in the midfield, I guess, where I can run up and down. And, I'm looking to get myself in the midfield a bit more as opposed to a wing, because you just get more cracks at getting the ball. So I'm looking forward to improving on that area this year. So, yeah, look to see him in there.
Lou, while we've got young Rat on the line, who's your favourite Rory?
Me?
Who's your favourite Rory? Because you just seem to be everyone. Was there four of them? Sloane, Laird, Rat?
Yeah, what? I mean, what?
Who's your favourite?
Can't I have multiple Rory love?
No.
It's a menage a Rory.
Menage a Rory.
when you play like the Rat did yesterday, he deserves the love.
And if he plays bad next game,
he takes the game on.
Don't beat around the bush here. Come on.
Who is it?
My favourite.
Who's your favourite, Rory?
Rory Laird.
Right.
Followed by the Rat.
Followed by
Sloane Dog. It's not bad. Sometimes it's good to be number two. Rat, just ask Jars. It's okay to be number two. It is. It's okay. Hey, great to talk to you, mate.
Well done, buddy.
Keep up the great form.
Thanks.
I'll give you a call about dog food for the British Dog.
If you need any midfield tips, Jars is rubbing his chest over there.
Thanks, fellas.
It's the Rush Hour with Rory Atkins and Jars and Louis. Triple M.